to it now. From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, time for the Michigan Chamber of Business Brief this week. Mike Alamo here, the Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs. Mike, good to have you back.
Hey, Steve. Great to be here. Thanks for having us on, as always.
Always appreciate you, yes. So as the Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs, you've spent a lot of time talking about infrastructure and so forth, but here's an interesting thing. I read that the Line 5 permitting and vote could happen this week, right? But it's all tied to other bills, road repairs and so forth. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, right?
Yeah, Steve, so, you know, this has been a really interesting week for Michigan infrastructure. You had two things going on this week that's really important for Michigan's economy. The MPSC was supposed to take up the permits for Line 5. It sounds like they're going to be doing that at their next hearing in early July now. And, you know, we're going to be preparing for that. We were ready to go today when we expected the vote. Personally, we feel like the MPSC, really needs to move forward with approving those permits that would allow for the current Line 5 to be moved into this tunnel that will be located underneath the lake bed and housing the new twin tunnels within this piece of energy infrastructure so that, you know, we're reducing the chance of any kind of spill to virtually zero. And we can now use this infrastructure going forward to potentially house other things like transmission lines or fiber optic cable, et cetera. So MPSC decided to hold off for now, but we do expect that vote in July, and we will be there ready and advocating for it. You know, we've heard from some environmental organizations that have tried to push the MPSC to do things that are really beyond their bounds of authority, looking at, well, what would be the environmental standard if the pipe never existed? Well, the MPSC can't do that. That's not within the realm of reality. The pipeline is here. It's been here for decades. And the MPSC needs to move forward as, you know, under the current reality that the pipeline has been here, and this is the safest way to keep it functioning for the interim future. So that's the first topic, and I would like to talk about roads if I can as well.
Well, absolutely, but it's incredibly important right now, Mike, because we saw these reports come out from, I mean, Line 5 has been the boogeyman for the governor and the attorney general for a long time now. And they don't really have a viable solution to replace it. It's not like there's a fleet of trucks sitting around ready to move propane and jet fuel and so forth. I mean, you can't find enough truck drivers as it is to do what needs to be done anyway. So if you close that pipeline, there was this report put out that it would only raise the price of gas by half a penny and other things. The propane would not really change in price. I'm like, I don't really believe that. I don't think anybody that actually looked at that actually believed that. I don't see how that's even possible. Does that even make sense?
No, that's right. And I think, you know, what we've seen is that not only would you see drastically larger price spikes than that, but you're also seeing propane shortages. And so I think that's something that is kind of left behind in some of these reports is really, you know, you're looking at a situation where folks that need propane that are heating their homes or using propane as 100% of their energy source are potentially going to go without it should Line 5 close. And as you pointed out, too, we don't have the trucks to transport the fuel without the pipeline. There isn't a plan in place to, take care of moving that energy product without the line. And to your point, you know, we're still trying to fix our roads. We don't want to add trucks to our current road system. The roads are in bad condition. And that was another bill that we had up this week that was looking at open pit mines to harvest aggregate domestically in the state and use that for our roads.
Right.
You know, we believe that with the cost increases, with inflation, with the price of gas, we need to be doing everything we can to source the materials that go into our infrastructure as close as possible.
It just totally agree with that.
The closer you're sourcing it, the closer you're sourcing it, the cheaper it's going to be. So that was a bit of a testy committee, but I think a good one. I think we were able to get a lot of information out there about the challenges the aggregate industry is seeing, and we want to see these bills move forward.
Well, you know, and I agree with you that, you know, if we can source it at home. And that was one of the other things about Line 5 that I liked that the previous administration of Rick Snyder did. If the tunnel's going to be built, it's going to be built by Michigan people and Michigan companies. I also think that's the same way we should approach everything when it comes to infrastructure. To the best of our ability, it may not always be possible, right? Michael Amo here from the Michigan Chamber. But whenever possible, source locally. Gravel pits in Michigan for the road base or whatever it is. Construction companies from Michigan. Aggregates from all of this makes sense, right?
Absolutely. And I just want to point out, on all of these that we're talking about, we strongly believe that all of these ideas need to be closely coupled with environmental safeguards and community stewardship. So within the bill, Senate Bill 429 through 431, you know, a lot of the work that has gone in to the bills has been working with Eagle and working with stakeholders to make sure that, you know, soil erosion is contained, environmental remediation practices are put into place, you know, so that, again, you know, yes, this is an extractive industry. We're taking a material that we need to build our infrastructure, but we're doing so in a way that is being a good, community steward. And, these guys want to be a part of that community. So
yeah, no question. We want to look after, we have the greatest freshwater resources in the world. We want to look after that. We also have great farmland and great timberland we want to look after. I agree with you completely. But make no mistake, and you know this, Mike, America, and Michigan's certainly no different, we're the best in the world at reclamating everything, at being clean and green about how we approach things. We take care of the environment because we like to walk and bike and hike and fish and boat and all of these things, and we want to take care of this great state of ours, but we also need to be mindful that some of the resources here, whether it's roadbed or whatever it might be, we need to use close to home using Michigan companies and Michigan people. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, couldn't agree more with all that, Steve. You know, so I would just reiterate, encourage folks to reach out to their local legislator on these bills, Senate Bill 429 through 431. We had a committee hearing this week in House Local Government Committee. We think it went well. It was an important first step towards getting this through committee and through the legislature. So we're going to keep fighting the good fight and, get the job done.
Well, there you go. Well, if you want to find out more, you go to michamber.com, michamber.com. I've told you for a long time on this program, every company I've ever owned here in Michigan has been a member of the Michigan Chamber for good reason. The resources and the experience cannot be replaced. Michael Amo is the Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs at the Chamber. Mike, thank you for being here.
Thanks again, Steve.
Greatly appreciated. There you have it. The Michigan Chamber Business Brief, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan every week. You're on the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar is a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.